News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's Friday, May the 9th, and it is, what can I say, except it's Friday, May the 9th. So good morning, and our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. Linda is getting ready for the media ride. The media is taking a horseback ride. You know, of course, the rodeo, the Reading Rodeo is coming next week. And so all the media is getting together out in Anselmo's, and the Reading Rodeo Association is putting on a horseback ride out there, and it's being hosted by Anselmo Vineyards with sandwiches and wine, I guess, after they ride, because if they did it before they ride, you know, some of these media guys or girls would probably fall off the horse. But it's going to be a great time like that. So Linda's getting ready for that. Wayne's here with me today. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
You know
good
what?
To be here.
Well, it's good for you to be here. Wayne has come and joined our family here and has done a great job. Has gone through the ring of fire, you might say, to get into the spot as a producer and a board operator, and we appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Great. Hey, let's start off with our friends from Wells Fargo, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are lower in early trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 45 points at 16,505. The S&P 500 is down 5 points at 1869. And the NASDAQ Composite is off 11 points at 4,039. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Atlas Resource Partners off 33 cents at $19.57. Bank of America down a dime at 14.83. General Electric off 2 pennies at 26.42. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down a penny at 86.71. Pacific Gas and Electric off 16 cents at 44.43. AT&T up 2 cents at $36.42. Over to commodities, gold is up $3 an ounce at $12.92. Silver up a nickel at 19. And crude oil positive 37 cents, trading at $100 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 708-808-908 right here. We don't talk, you know, when you want to discuss financial freedom, what to do with your investments, are your investments in the right spot? Are you planning for the future? You need to talk to experts, and the experts are right here in town. Give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561. And set up an appointment and head on down to Park Marina Drive, Wells Fargo Advisors. Our weather today looks like a 20% chance of showers before 11 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 74. Southwest wind from 3 to 8 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 40. On Saturday, a 20% chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 73. And Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 51. Sunday, sunny with a high near 83. And Sunday night, Monday will be sunny with a high near, get this, 88. And Tuesday, sunny with a high near 92. And Wednesday, sunny with a high near 95. Now, Alliance Heating and Air is offering $100 to your favorite charity. The first day it is 100 degrees. The first day that it's 100 degrees, that give them a call at Alliance Heating and Air. Or give us a call right here at 605-4565 and give them a call at 221-2642, and they will donate $100 to your favorite charity. $100 for $100. Frankly, I wish that wouldn't happen for a while, but I got a feeling it's rolling in here. You know, one of the things that we do, of course, is we're on the go a lot. Yesterday, last night, I shot on our trap team. With over at Bastiani's. And if you remember when it rained last night, it rained hard. Well, guess where Carl was during that time frame? That's right. on the trap range getting soaked. So you come home, you, you clean the shotgun so it doesn't just rust shut. But then when you hop into bed that night, in our sleep number bed, my sleep number setting, of course, is 40, and Linda's sleep number setting is 45. We jumped in and just went right to sleep, and because we have so many things going this weekend, and as you do, there's so many things in your life, working, activities, you know, you have kids and all this. The big thing is to get a good night's sleep, and how much is it worth? It's worth a lot. And right now at Sleep Number stores, you can get a queen mattress starting at $699. Not only that, but they can show you their dual temp layer that allows you to select the temperature you want to sleep in. Of course, the dual air beds, dual comfort beds, means you can select the firmness of the bed, but now you can select the temperature of the bed. Isn't that great? So head on down to the Target Shopping Center and talk to Janice or Brian. Give them a call at 223-2300. This is absolutely a great thing. This dual temp, because you can put it on any mattress. And here comes when it's 95, 98, 100 out there. You can sleep in coolness. Sleep Number. All right. If it's Friday, it's got to be Spencer. And you've been hearing that little whining sound in the back.
Good morning.
Little howling. It's not a howl. You have probably one of the prettiest dogs that you've ever brought in here in over two years?
Yeah, I agree. If I could have a large breed dog, this is the dog that would be at my house right now. This morning I brought with me Adonis. Adonis is a six-month-old, purebred, black and tan Doberman.
And my friends, this is not a Doberman that may have a little, you know, speckles of blue on it or may look like something else. You know, maybe you, so you're not sure. This is a purebred Dobie and who is absolutely, it's trained. I mean, it's trained to sit. It's trained to lay down. And right now, it's going, you know, frankly, I'd like to be outside.
that's exactly what he's saying. He's saying, "Where's our next stop? Can we go?"
Yeah.
He's a great dog. And you know, a lot of people think of Dobermans and they think, "Oh my God, that's going to be a vicious dog." This dog right here could not be any more sweeter. He'll come up to you and he'll lick you in your face. He's happy and eager to meet everybody so far that he's met today. He thinks everybody that he comes across is there just to say hi to him.
Well, he's a beautiful dog. And, you know, the story behind the dog is that you found him.
Yeah, we actually had a Good Samaritan bring him in. He was running across 273, and a lady actually almost hit him with her car. She came into our shelter, and she was just terrified because she came within a couple inches of getting him. And believe it or not, no one ever came looking for this dog. It amazes me that this dog ended up at a shelter and its owner never came looking for him.
Well, you know, it could have been somebody traveling and the dog got out and maybe they never knew. But this dog right here is 6 months old, so it's still a puppy. It's been adopted, but it came back because the people decided that they were going to move.
Yeah, they just didn't have enough time for
him. And the pup is active, but tell him to sit again. See what happens.
Sit.
Yep. And see, the Dobie sits just like that. Sits, and then he's just, you know, yeah, and he's looking very attentive. He's coming up to get licked.
He also thinks he's a big lap dog.
I noticed that. I saw when you were sitting down, he was trying to climb in your lap. And then, you know, I think it's cute the way you two lick each other's face. You know, of course, both of you are going to have hairballs after a while. All right. How do we get this dog?
You could swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road or give us a call at 241-1653. And this dog is going to go fast. So if you want your shot at getting him, make sure that you call us. We open at 8:30.
Okay. Now, again, the dog has been neutered?
Yes. He's neutered. He is ready to go home today.
Neutered, chipped. Shot.
Vaccinated, health exam, heartworm test. He has had everything medically done to him.
Okay, this is a beautiful dog. It is a typical Dobie. And if you're looking for a Doberman who can be just outstanding, I know people that own Dobermans, and they're protective, but they're, you know, very loving around a family. If you've got some property out there for them to run, or just if you like to go out and run with them, they're good dogs. And this one's just laying down right now. Just said, okay, we're here. All right. Spencer, thanks again. What's the numbers one more time?
It's going to be 241-1653.
That's right. Haven Humane, thank you so much for what you do and what everybody does. Tell Mark we said hello, and that I hope people are appreciating everything that happens out there.
I will let Mark know, and thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
You bet. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio, with more talk radio shows than any other talk radio station in California.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The Lone Stranger and Sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday's kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. And Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Fashion can be so expensive. Why not be smart and frugal with the Frugal Dame? Proms, weddings, special occasions, and Western wear. Frugal Dame, where fiscally responsible people go. Cut down on the drama and stress of outrageous costs when it comes to your special event. Call the Frugal Dame for your appointment at 999-3020 or go to thefrugaldame.com. The Frugal Dame, where you can look like a million for just a few bucks.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility. Grandparents, if you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a Salute to the Veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:19 in the morning. Phone lines here 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 56 degrees out there today. Might have a little small chance of rain. I think it's going to be pretty nice. It's going to be great tomorrow. This weekend is going to get hot next week. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Don't replace your windshield until you explore all the options. From little bitty chips to cracks well over 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair can fix them. And he guarantees that or your money back. That's right. He fixes them or your money back. He's down at 3208 South Market Street. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Let me throw out here that the Women's Only Rodeo Clinic is happening with Chicks and Chaps, sponsored by Wrangler here this coming week. Of course, May 16th, next Friday, I believe, Next Friday. And Linda's going to be there, and the Chicks and Chaps get together. They go out, and they actually get a chance to ride the barrel where the, you know, where it's kind of the bucking barrel that they use for teaching people how to ride bulls. And I mean, they don't throw them all around. Anyway, the girls have a great time. It's lunch. It's all types of events. It's auction items. And you can have a great time there. Chicks and Chaps, a breast cancer awareness fundraiser. Email chicksandchaps@readingrodeo.com or check it out at readingrodeo.com online. You know, I see a lot of things. There's a question I have here, something I saw. First of all, I'd like to say is that there was a ceremony yesterday honoring the fallen law enforcement officers from Shasta County. They've had they had 16 killed in Shasta County since 1885. And, you know, sometimes when people get all, you know, fired up about a variety of things, pay, allowances, retirements, and there's always room for discussion on all of these, right? But there's one thing you can't forget is that these guys, these men and women, go out there every day and they put their lives on the line for us. And whether it's how dangerous a job is it? Is it more dangerous than being a bull rider in a rodeo? Probably not as far as getting injured. However, the injuries they sustain can change their lives also. You know, we've lost a policeman this year because he was fighting a methed out 16-year-old who just rearranged his knee forever. So he can no longer be a policeman, no longer be a law enforcement officer. And the ones that have died in the line of duty need to be remembered and need to be honored. And at this time, we need to think about that. We need to think about at 2 o'clock in the morning pulling somebody over on a lonely road someplace in Shasta County and walking up to the car. And as you walk up to the car, there's three or four guys in it. The car's from some other place. You know, it takes a certain kind of person to do that, to walk up there, to find out what's going on, to check out what's going on, and to take it all the way to the end of it. So it's when we think about that, sometimes we don't think about those long, lonely nights when there's somebody out there by themselves doing the work of keeping the peace or being called in into a family where there's violence going on and they have to rescue a child or a wife or a husband and take them away from there and the impact that has on our law enforcement people or working in the correctional centers in the jails and the impact it has on them and their families of a constant day after day after day. It grinds on you. But take a minute, you know, and just remember what they do for us and that they are in danger and that they do die in the line of service. All right. I saw something on the front page today that it seems that the walkers and the bikers here in Shasta County scored yesterday. The Shasta County Shasta Regional Transportation Board Wednesday night decided to hand over, or along a split vote, $405,000 in federal transit funds the county has yet to spend. In the past, the extra money has been shifted to fuel more urban motors-oriented projects and road repairs. Let's just say that one more time, road repairs, but not this year. This time they're going to make bike into pedestrian projects and that people can now ride their bikes. It'd be a lot healthier to do that. And, but the part that I don't quite understand, and I think we need to talk to him about this, and just maybe it's just the way it was written, because there was no other side to this. It was just one side. It was, oh, we're going to do this because all the great things it can do. What projects might be funded for this? Oh, they're talking proposals from public and non-government organizations leading up to the next board meeting. And it said it can be to help evaluate and identify projects that can have a substantial impact on the community. Now, the thing that I don't quite understand, and it comes from programming shifts on the federal level, consolidating funding sources and widening the type of projects. All these projects, this is the part I'm not quite sure I understand, is all the products will be used in rural areas of the county, loosely defined as unincorporated areas of Shasta County, though some sparsely populated swaths within Redding and Anderson city limits might qualify. There would be more funding for bike and ped facilities in rural areas. Now, the question is that money that's going out to the rural areas, who the bike trails and the pedestrian trails, who's going to be using those? Okay, where would the bike trails go? Would the bike trails kind of like go from where our bike trails are in the city and then go on out another 4 or 5 miles for the people that use those bikes? They say, well, you know, people will use these bike trails and they can use these pedestrian paths to get to work. It doesn't sound like that's where they're going to be putting them, where they can go to work. You know, I envision maybe, okay, things here in town where people could use, you know, a bike and to get all the way through the city here. But that's not what it says. It says through the rural areas. Well, so are somebody like lives in Shingletown going to ride their bike to Reading for their job in the morning? Their motorcycle, maybe, but maybe not their bike. Perhaps I just don't understand it. And then what was the reasons the three voted against it? That wasn't covered at all. It didn't say anything by Clay Duda that said that, why would the other ones vote against it, and what were their reasons for it? There's nothing in here that says that there's any reason that we shouldn't vote for this. I always find that strange when you have a 4-3 vote and you only hear from one side what the other side is. That's just me, though. Anyway, that's going on. Okay, now, let's talk about Benghazi a little bit before we get into our guest. Benghazi and Hillary Clinton, we've already talked about Monica Lewinsky and how she's already getting savaged again, by the way. She is already getting hammered again because she was seduced by the president of the United States who lied about it under oath. And the wife said, I was not emotionally available for Bill. And of course, she may not have been emotionally available for Bill then, but what about all the other times Bill scored while in government offices? Anyway, we all know that he is. We all know that he's that guy. He is a dog. Everybody knows that, and we've accepted that, and we all kind of, you know, wink at, oh, it's Uncle Bill. Yeah, you know, don't let your daughter get alone with him. Okay, he'll be okay. Don't let the niece get in there. All right. But Hillary now is, you know, poor Hillary. And Monica's coming back. So they're savaging Monica again because they're going to protect Hillary again, just like they protected Bill when he lied under oath and lied to Congress, lied to us, lied to me, lied to you, lied to everybody, lied to his wife, the whole shebang, lied to his daughter, lied to everybody, and walked away with, you know, I bet he's a billionaire at this point, probably close. But let's talk about Hillary, and she's talking about these guys, Boko Haram, that took these 300 children, and how we need to get in there, we need to do more, we need to do something about this terrorist organization. Unfortunately for Hillary is that years ago, when they tried to make Boko Haram into a terrorist organization, the State Department would not let that happen, her State Department. They weren't terrorists then. And they weren't terrorists when they killed the 59 young boys last year, when they burnt them to death. They weren't. But they are now because, well, for whatever reason. But they've taken these children. They've taken these girls. They're going to sell them for $12 a piece because it's Boko Haram, which is an Islamic group, who says that, you know, girls should not go to secular schools. They shouldn't paint, read, play soccer, any of this. This is wrong. So they're going to take them and to punish them, 15 to 18 years old, they're going to sell them for $12 a piece. For slavery, sex slaves. And then, so, you know, the big scream now is we need to send people in there, send our special force, let's send in troops, let's get them, let's get these guys. Well, where was the screaming and yelling when Benghazi? Where were we sending all these people in Benghazi? It took the FBI 3 weeks to get to Benghazi. Oh, yeah, 3 weeks. And how about this? Is how many people have we arrested since the attack on Benghazi and the slaughter of our ambassador? Let me think. Zero. And so Hillary is all up and tight about this. Where was she being uptight about Benghazi and hunting down those killers, those butchers? So, you know, so I'm kind of getting this thing about, you know, Hillary, you're all upset about this, but were you this upset about Benghazi? I know the president wasn't. I don't even think he was awake during the time. Did anybody even wake him up? I know, and then the next day he went to Las Vegas to raise a lot of money instead of maybe finding out what was going on there. I mean, was it that important to go out and raise that money in Las Vegas, one of the 15 times you've been out there? I just have a problem with this. You know, and people are saying, oh, we need to get rid of Benghazi. Well, we do. We need just to have the answers done. You know, when do they know? When do they know it was a terrorist attack? You know, where was the president? What did all these things happen? Have we hunted anybody down? And let them all be questions. They've got to be questions. This is not, you know, if you want to find out the answers, find out the answers, but don't make it into some kind of witch hunt. I mean, you can do that and you're saying, oh, it's too late. Well, is it? Things that were released and keep getting released years later, like, oh, let's put a spin on this so it doesn't look bad. I mean, everybody spins things. But if you'd just gone out right then that day and said, you know what, we got caught. We didn't see this coming. You know, and you could take some hits, but you could, it said that right up front. Because, trust me, putting things off like this, holding back, and then getting it forced out and slammed is going to be a lot worse than just saying that day, hey, you know what? This was a terrorist attack, and we just didn't see it coming. There were indicators, but we didn't see it happening, and we didn't have enough people there. And, you know, bad on us, but we will never do that again. And take it like that. I think the American people would understand that. I would understand that because I make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. And when you're in the kind of business that I've been in and other people have been in, that sometimes, you know, something you didn't do or maybe something you did do caused a life to end. So you try and grow from that. You try, but you don't sit there and hide it and varnish these things. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're coming back on a much happier note. We got Miss Redding Rodeo here with us. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott.
Cresson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue is your local, family-owned and family-operated complete sleep headquarters with the largest mattress inventory in the North State, featuring Organipedic by OMI, the purest latex mattress made, the Spring Air and HD line, the only mattress with a 20-year non-prorated warranty, and now featuring the AH Beard Luxury line with over 100 years of experience producing high-quality, handcrafted mattresses with pressure-relieving full-body orthopedic support. Cresson's also carry a large selection of adjustable beds, futons, organic sheets, mattress pads, and the largest organic and regular pillow selection in town. Cresson's carry more in-stock inventory than any store in the North State and provide same-day delivery. You'll find the very best prices every day at Cresson's. Plus, you always receive 12 months no-interest OAC. Ask Steve, Lance, Travis, or Shane about Cresson's 60-night comfort guarantee only at Cresson's Mattress Gallery. 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery, home of the best price and the best selection. Remember, your waking hours are only as good as your last night's sleep.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe's Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Meatloaf, Paradise by the Dashboard Light. 7:35 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. It's 56 degrees out there today. You know, the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793. You know what? They just do great work out there, and they care about their customers. Shasta Gas Propane, good people out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, North State's nutrition experts. If you can't find an organic food, if you can't find a vitamin or supplement there, then you're just not trying, because they've got it all. In-store delis, 4 nutritionists on the staff to assist you for free, by the way. Classes on health and diet, and raw and organic foods are just some of the reasons to shop at Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Of course, Amazing Foods for Life is there too. Gluten-free mixes that you can use just to pop in the oven. 20 minutes later, you've got a nutritious gluten-free meal. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. Well, you know, a lot of times that we come in here, I Fridays are good days because, see, I get Pet of the Week, and I had a little Dobie, and then I get Miss Redding Rodeo. who is just, you know, what, a picture of humility and kindness. And she's cute, too. Oh. Her name is, Miss Redding Rodeo, is Lauren Rulofson. And good morning there, Miss Redding Rodeo.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine. And she is being escorted by Miss Bonnie Sharp.
Good morning, everyone.
Bonnie, you could be a rodeo queen, too.
Oh, most definitely.
She could. Couldn't she?
I keep telling her she needs to run. She could pass for 25.
I think so. Okay, Miss Redding Rodeo of 2014, because we've got Redding Rodeo coming this week. It is going to be huge,
woo-hoo,
in fact. In fact, we're all going up today with Lauren and Linda and I and many others going up for the media ride up at Anselmo's. And then next week, with all the things that are happening, well, starting tomorrow, you've got the steak feed, and tonight is the
top hand dinner.
That's right, and banquet. And then next week, you've got so many things going on, the bank robberies, the bank robbery being a good bank robbery. Not a bad bank robbery. Pet events, the chili night, dances, and then, of course, the rodeo kicking off on Wednesday. Chicks and Chaps on Friday, where you can have, you know, everybody's going to have a great time there. It's going to be a big, big, big night. Okay, Lauren, how do you become Miss Redding Rodeo?
To become Miss Redding Rodeo, you have to go through a series of events in a competition. So I had to memorize a 5-minute speech and recite it. I had to answer impromptu questions and model 2 different outfits. I also had to take a horsemanship competition, which was we had to previously memorize 2 different patterns, and then we had to do an impromptu pattern and impromptu questions for the judges. And we had a personal interview about, like, rodeo knowledge and things of that sort.
Okay, so how long do you have to stay on a bull?
On a bull?
Yeah.
Let me think about this. 8 seconds.
Okay. How about on a bucking horse?
8 seconds.
Oh, how about a saddle bronc? A saddle bronc horse.
Oh, 8 seconds. I was going to say seconds. In a saddle, hopefully for a long time.
Okay, the saddle bronc. Okay, so do we see a trend in this, in this 8 seconds thing? Okay, just
yeah.
I wonder where that started from. Why 8 seconds?
I'm not sure.
Oh, yes, and you're Miss Rodeo.
I know. I'll have to look that up for you.
I always wonder, why 8 seconds?
Yeah.
Why not
10 seconds?
10 seconds, because then it's 10 seconds, but I tell you what.
Eight seconds
is a long time.
Yes, it is.
I've been on the back of a bull before, and I tell you what, 2 seconds. Sitting on it in a chute is a long time. Okay, now, does anybody ever fall off their horse during the competition, Bonnie?
Oh, my gosh.
Bonnie,
yes.
Have you ever... Oh.
Well, during the Queen competition, as long as I've been involved, I've never seen any of the girls have that problem. Okay. And I hope it never happens. Has it, Lauren?
I'm not sure about the Reading Rodeo contest, but I know during Grand Entry, it's famous for someone always gets bucked off or falls off their horse.
Oh. We can see it. Okay, now, what you do is during the rodeo, though, you're out there a lot.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'll be out there every time that there's not a bucking horse or bucking bull in the arena.
Right, so you help haze some of the steers and all that out?
No, I'm not a hazer.
Oh, I just thought sometimes because if one of the, you know, if after the bulldogging or the calf roping.
I'm considered an escort. I escort the steers and the calves out of the arena into their proper gate.
Oh, okay, so you're an escort and you don't haze. Okay.
I don't haze. A hazer is the person that
rides alongside.
They keep the calf. Or the steer, in the case of bulldogging, they keep him going in a straight line down towards the end of the arena, so that way the bulldogger has time to jump.
That's right.
Off
so
and
the so the steer just doesn't run in a bunch of different directions.
Yeah.
And then the hazer though can haze for a number of different cowboys too.
Uh huh. Most definitely, it's usually the same two that switch off.
And they get a percentage, mm-hmm. I think, of what the bulldoggers get. Also, they have a lot of them have horses that same guys use the same horses.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
I mean, different guys use the same horses because they have horses that are really good, mm-hmm. and then the owner of the horse gets a percentage too.
Yeah, you can rent horses or mm-hmm. lease them, and especially like if your horse comes down sick or comes up lame a couple days before the rodeo, you already paid, $200, $350 to enter into a rodeo. So, I mean, you don't want to waste that money, so you start contacting people, ropers and local cutting and reining people and other rodeo friends, and, hey, can I borrow your horse?
So what's the most exciting thing about being Miss Reading Rodeo?
Oh, wow, that's a big question. I'd have to say that one of the most exciting things to me is just the energy that I feel, especially going into an arena. I just recently, last weekend, was down in Stornyford all day Saturday, and it was just so much fun. A friend and I ran flags all day in between events, and you could just feel the energy just rise, and everyone's like, woo! That's most definitely one of the great things about being Miss Reading Rodeo is getting people excited.
When you go down to these different rodeos, do they pay your way down there? So you don't have to use your own gas and all that, or...
Yes, I'm reimbursed most of the time. Okay. When I won, I got a $200 allowance towards spending money, and then for entry fees into parades and, camping and things like that, I'm reimbursed by my committee.
Okay, because they want to get Miss Reading Rodeo out there all the way. Now, how many of these Miss Reading Rodeo competitions have you been sitting through, Bonnie?
I'm thinking it's been 8 years now.
8 years?
Mm-hmm. Woohoo!
We have it. Have you noticed a difference in the our queens?
Absolutely.
In what way?
Well, depending on ages, of course, that makes a big difference. But the enthusiasm, and I'm not saying this because Lauren's sitting here, but
she's really enthusiastic.
Yes, and every place she is, every place she's been, and Jim. Did my job a week ago because I was ill, and so he went to the mixer the chamber had. They always have one for cool April nights, at Kremler's. Anyway, and so he said, first thing he said to me when we walked in the door, you would have been really proud. She was at her best. People love her. She's just so open and outgoing and very friendly, and so it really brings people that aren't, not knowledgeable about rodeo to ask her questions, and that she makes them feel very comfortable. So she is outstanding. We have had some very good ones, but she really
Lauren is
to
right
the top.
Up there at the top.
Right.
Okay, Lauren, where are you from?
I am from Cottonwood, California.
Okay. And how old are you?
I am 20. I just turned 20 yesterday.
20. And what were you doing up till 3 in the morning?
well, I didn't get home until 11 because I was at Bleacher Sports Bar judging the karaoke contest. And it took me about 45 minutes to get home. And then I couldn't sleep because I was so excited to come talk to you guys today. And I'm just so excited because
It takes 3 hours to do your hair.
Yes, it takes so long to do my hair. But the most important thing is I'm so excited because this is my busy season. I started last night with the karaoke contest. this morning with you guys, and then the Soma ride.
Right.
And then tonight, the Top Hand Dinner.
Top Hand
and
Dinner.
And then tomorrow morning, I have the Cottonwood Parade.
Yes.
And then I have the Cottonwood Rodeo.
Uh-huh.
And then I have the Steak Feed up here in Reading. And then I have the Cottonwood Rodeo on Sunday. And then I have a breather on Monday. But that's good because I have projects. I have to do it for
you're not
my
gonna
classes.
Be in the you're not going to be in the golf tournament?
I have presentations I have to do for my classes.
Okay. Where are you going to school at?
I'm at Shasta College right now.
Oh, cool. I was just out there the other day. All right. Well, you know what? You are. Because you are dynamo. I mean, we've had some good rodeo queens, but you seem fired up. Let me push this down. I can't even see her face yet. There we go.
Hey, are you making short jokes?
No, I don't make short jokes. I could, though.
I just
come
joke.
Over. I just come over and rest my elbow on your head.
Oh, okay. Everyone else does. Go for it. I have a joke for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Put your finger over the dump button. She's, you know, okay.
Okay. So.
Is this a cowboy joke?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So, for those of you that don't know, a Shetland pony is a short little pony. I mean, they're like 4 feet tall, maybe. Okay. So, a Shetland pony walks into a bar, and he goes up to the bartender and goes, "Excuse me, sir. Can I have a glass of water?" And the bartender goes, "Speak up, man. I can't hear you." "Excuse me, sir. Can you get me a glass of water?" "I can't hear you." "I'd like a glass of water, please." "No, seriously. I can't hear you." "I'm sorry. I'm a little hoarse." Get it? Because he's a pony. He's a little horse.
No, I got it. Lord, honest, I got it.
Okay, I'm just making sure everyone else got it.
I think everybody does. Miss Reading Rodeo, Lauren Rulofson. And you know what? Thanks a lot. You know what? You're going to come back again. I'm sure you will, you know, next week. We've got a lot of cowboy stuff on next week. And we'll see you, and then we'll see you at the pancake breakfast.
Almost definitely.
Lauren, just come over and just sit down. We'll just give you a microphone, and we'll go take a break.
Okay.
Let you go, okay? Bonnie Sharp, thanks for bringing her in today. We're going to take
my
a
pleasure.
Quick break.
Thanks for having us.
She is
thank
a.
You so
I
much.
Tell you what, she is a dynamic little cutie here. Can I say that?
Yes, of course.
Okay, great. All right, Miss Reading Rodeo, Lauren Rulofson. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you. Well, it's 40 below, and I don't give a fuck. Got a heater in my truck, and I'm off to the rodeo.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
It's no secret the violent crime rate is up in Reading. As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to work hard and provide our community with quality firearms. The good guys at Bastiani Arms, they're real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Come talk to Seth Stoke. Seth has over 20 years' experience in firearms. Come learn the value, security, and peace of mind of owning a personal firearm. Sign up for a CCW class, women-only CCW classes, or hunter education. Come to Bastiani Arms and see how you can win a Colt Python 357. All proceeds go to the Military Order of Purple Hearts. Call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda's getting ready to go out there for the media day, right, out at Anselmo's for the rodeo. We have a good time out there on that. Today it's going to be, looks like it's going to be a high near 74. Maybe a possible chance of rain. Saturday, a high near 73 with just a 20% chance of showers. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all clear, highs 94, 95. It's reached here. It's reached. The sun has reached us. Four Winds Jewelry brings us this portion of the show, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Give them a call at 222-2750 Estate Jewelry, better selection of estate jewelry than any place in town. Plus, Leonard and his associates will give you a straight scoop on what's happening. They buy gold and silver. They have every type of jewelry you can imagine. And the only trained watch repairman in town is at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We're waiting for a call from Terry. Talking about what's going on with the Jefferson, state of Jefferson, an update on that, because a lot of things seems to be happening that way. Some people seem to be, with the elections coming up here in Shasta County, a lot of the surrounding counties have voted, either put it on initiatives or have already voted to say is that we would just as soon go someplace else than be here with the state of California. Yesterday we had a gentleman on, Frank Muse, Northern Lights, but Muse Trucking, and he gave us quite an education about what happens around here when it comes to CARB and the impact CARB has had and the impact CARB's going to have, even when they backed it off for just for a couple of years, but just in this area here, the things that CARB's going to do, the impact that it's going to have on businesses and not only businesses, but you, my friends, just because of the fact that, there'll be less trucks. Trucks are going to have to pass on their cost to you, the cost of food, the cost of gas, everything is going to be, it's going to be a killer. Is that Terry on the line? Terry, good morning. Thanks for calling back.
How you doing, Carl?
Great. Okay, update.
Okay, well, it's kind of, I can give you something in about 2 minutes on where we are with everything.
Well, I've got 8 minutes. It's all yours.
Siskiyou County, basically, as you know, on September 4th, 2013, went 4-1 in favor of a declaration to separate from the state of California and to join the state of Jefferson. MoDoc, 20 days later, was 4-0. We fast forward to Glenn County, they went 5-0. We fast forward to Yuba County last month, they went 3-1. So since then, we have Tehama County, which tomorrow, by the way, has a rally in Corning, and that starts tomorrow night at 6:00, and I'll give you the location on that in a couple of minutes here.
Okay.
Tehama County is having a go for the vote on June 3rd. The last time this was done, when Stan Statham did it in 1992, Tehama County voted 70% in favor of withdrawing from the state of California and forming the state of Jefferson. And if we look at this situation now, the economy is far worse. Del Norte County also is looking at a vote on June the 3rd, the last time this happened in 1992, they went 60%. As we all cross the top of the state, we look over and move down to, let's go to Trinity. Trinity County had a town hall last week. They formed a committee, and their supervisors have called us to come over and give a presentation for the state of Jefferson. Lassen County, on May the 13th, on Tuesday, this coming May 13th, is having a town hall over there. They have a committee of five people. Their board of supervisors wants to talk to us. We are going to Lassen County on the 13th. Plumas and Sierra are holding their town hall. That will be happening on July 21st, and they're excited over there. We've gotten calls from them. Nevada County is going to be joining Placer County in a huge town hall that will be at the Ridge Golf Course and Country Club on June the 8th at 2 p.m. El Dorado County has called us. We're going to see them on June the 10th. That will be at 7 o'clock at night in Placer County at the Memorial Hall. We are going to Butte County also on June the 10th to talk before the Board of Supervisors. They've invited us back. They voted 4-1 to invite us back. We move to Sutter County. We'll be there on June the 24th at 3 o'clock. They've invited us back. Colusa County has now formed a committee. Lake County has formed a committee. And at this particular point in time, it looks like we have 17 counties engaged. I hope I did that quickly enough for you.
My gosh. You know what? It sounds like everything is everything's happening all of a sudden here. But you've been working on this, along with the other people, been working on this several months. But it sounds like everybody, except Shasta County.
Well, that's not true. It's just Shasta County would take a lot longer than a couple of minutes to talk about. That's all.
Okay.
I'm just trying to give you an update. Shasta County has an excellent committee. Les Baugh sat down with Mark Baird for about 3 hours. There's a lot of things happening in Shasta County. We will be doing two events in Shasta County on the 21st at Black Butte School on June 21st. I believe it is. We will be doing a town hall in Shingletown at 6 p.m. Also, there's an air show in Fall River, and that is on the 1st of July. That's the 1st of June. So May 31st is their rally, and then the 1st of June will be the air show, and Mark Baird is the feature speaker. And I guess we get close to 1,000 people up there. So, you see, the important thing is that these people have all contacted us. We aren't soliciting this. And when you have someone like Lassen County, who on their particular steering committee up there have three Republicans that are on the Republican Central Committee, one of which is running for supervisor out of the four people. And then you have Lake County that has Democrats in their board of supervisors. And we got an email from Lake County from the board of supervisors who the chair is a Democrat. And the comment was, please don't leave us behind. Come give us a presentation. So it crosses party lines. And I think that it's the unawareness of people of what's really going on. Well, you know, especially in the media here, is amazing to me. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, we had seven counties. Now we've got 17. It's not stopping there.
Well, you know, we have the managing editor of the Record Searchlight, Carol Ferguson, is going to be with us in the next hour. And they're talking about a more proactive approach on what's happening in Reading and everything like this. It may be interesting to see how she feels about this. You've got 17 counties. 17 counties. Well, it's 17 counties that are have got something going. 17 counties have something going on the state of Jefferson, and about not being represented and wanting to be represented. And if that's the way it takes it, fine. Then let's take it that direction. Something that's 17. I mean, I follow this. I listen to the show. I mean, I talk to you, but putting that number out there like that, 17 different counties.
Yes,
now you're talking a lot of people.
Well, yes, and if you just take the counties that are already in and have declarations that have been already signed off, the legal documents that we have possession of, that we will be taking to Sacramento, that's 250,000 people. Once Placer County comes in, that's 330,000 right there. You're talking about 1 million people, and you're talking about the absolute. This is amazing to me. We get more press in Los Angeles and in New York and everywhere else than we do right here in Shasta County. And a lot of it's due to the newspaper. You're correct. A lot of the things they have is just stuff they take from either the Bee or Associated Press. So I don't really know what the newspaper's reporting. And I just think that she'd be working, if she was talking about it at all, she'd be working from a position of just ignorance. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Just she's just ignorant of what's going on, the facts, ignorant of Reynolds versus Sims, ignorant, of Gray versus Bryant. You know, she's not going to know anything, so I don't know what even bringing it up to her for is going to do.
Well, you know, it's it's something to talk about because, you know, if they're not covering, they're not covering. They need to do that. If this is 17 counties and are moving on something like this, and the epicenter is right here in Shasta County, I mean, it is. The epicenter's here, and then with Mark Barrett up in Siskiyou, but it's all forming around here. So, anyway, we got to run. Terry, thank you so much for the update.
Sure.
All right. Thanks a lot. The Terry Raposa of State of Jefferson and what's going on with that group. Hey, when we return after the break, we'll have Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight, talk about what's going on with the Searchlight. Okay. Now,
thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama's visit to a Walmart in California today is making some supporters happy, others angry, as White House correspondent Greg Clarkston reports.
The president will be promoting advances in energy efficiency. It's part of his broader climate change campaign, and it's something welcomed by environmental groups. The White House says Walmart has committed to doubling the number of solar energy projects at its facilities. But a different Democratic Party constituency is complaining about the choice of location. Labor unions and pay equity advocates say Walmart's low wages conflict with the president's emphasis on pay issues.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Cleanup in North Texas and parts of the Plain States today after severe weather yesterday. 70-mile-an-hour winds in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Jamie Moore is an emergency management coordinator for Johnson County, Texas.
We've had a microburst that has completely destroyed a single-wide mobile home that's in a very rural part of our county. Unfortunately, there were three people home at the time, and two of those had minor injuries. They were treated at the scene and then released by paramedics.
Other parts of North Texas also hit with torrential rain that caused some flash flooding and some golf ball-sized hail reported in areas of South Dakota. The Obama administration is denouncing as illegal a planned weekend referendum by pro-Russia insurgents pushing for autonomy and independence for portions of eastern Ukraine. America's top diplomat in Europe, Victoria Nuland, says that Russia should not stand in the way of a nationwide referendum in Ukraine set for later this month.
Those who claim to be their protectors should stand up for the ballot box if they truly want the voices of eastern Ukraine to be heard in the political process, rather than dictating to them through the barrels of a gun or barricades of burning tires.
Secretary of State John Kerry says the referendum plan for this weekend would be, in his words, bogus. And this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Share fresh picked flavors at P.F. Chang's with our new Chef Seasonal Menu, featuring inventive new dishes and handcrafted cocktails. Savor our seared ahi tuna with wasabi guacamole, featuring line-caught South Pacific tuna, or our vine-ripened heirloom tomato salad. And for dessert, enjoy our light and delicate ginger panna cotta with fresh strawberries. This Mother's Day, simply purchase $50 in gift cards for Mom and receive a $10 bonus card. Available at your local P.F. Chang's or online at pfchangs.com.
Almost 13 years after two hijacked planes slammed into the World Trade Center towers, thousands of vacuum-sealed plastic pouches with bits of bone rest in a laboratory on Manhattan's east side.
They're the last fragments of those who died on September 11, 2001. This weekend, the nearly 8,000 pouches are to be moved to the new Trade Center site. They'll be kept in a repository 70 feet underground behind the new September 11 Museum, which opens on May 21st. With new technology yielding results that were impossible a dozen years ago, forensics scientists are still trying to match the bone with DNA from victims who have never been identified.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Noah is now the most popular baby boy's name. It sailed past Jacob to become the top boy's name in 2013, ending Jacob's 14-year run at the top. According to the Social Security Administration, Noah was followed by Liam, Jacob, Mason, and William last year. Sophia, the most popular baby name for girls. This is SRN News. These are boom times for companies that build tornado shelters, especially in Oklahoma.
Last year's twisters killed more than 30 people and scared Oklahomans in a way that previous storms did not, moving them to add shelters or reinforce safe rooms to their homes. However, the surge of interest in tornado safety has overwhelmed companies that build the shelters, and now there are long waiting lists, and many people have to endure the most dangerous part of the season with no added protection.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. A Northeast Florida woman is facing charges for allegedly having her neighbor's trailer home bulldozed. Anna Maria Moretta Fulch of St. Augustine allegedly told a heavy equipment operator she owned the trailer and wanted it and its septic tank destroyed. Police say Fulch wanted the trailer bulldozed because she thought her neighbors were unsavory and she suspected that they'd broken into her car. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is the 9th of May, 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, our stream is working. Unfortunately, it's running like about 45 minutes late right now for some reason. I've called my webmaster, but my webmaster's in bed. And I reached somebody who said, well, you know, they don't like being woken up. Let me tell you something. If I knew where it was, I'd send in a special ops team to snatch him and bring him down here to fix this thing. Doesn't want to be woken up at 8:00 in the morning. But yet on the first, he wants to get paid right away. Okay, 605-4567. Am I venting a little bit here? My next guest is going, oh, get it out of your system before we talk. Let's start out with Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor. Susan, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I tell you what. I'm just taking a deep breath. You know, breathe, you know, in through the nose, out through the mouth, right? In through the nose. Out through the mouth. I'll be okay. Good. Don't. He said, "Don't wake. Deeper. Don't wake me up."
Well, at least you're not on a horse.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, let's get to the market.
Yes, ma'am.
Hours are a little changed since early open trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 36 points at 16,514. The S&P 500 is off 4 points at 1870, and the Nasdaq Composite slipping down 22 points at 4,028. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Facebook up 37 cents at $57.13, eBay up 27 cents, trading at $50.53, Whole Foods positive 14 cents at $39.13. For local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up 9 cents at $23.26, Bank of Commerce down a nickel at $6.40. Treasuries are a little changed with the 10-year Treasury note, price yield 2.61%. Over to commodities, gold is up a dollar an ounce at $12.89. Silver down 2 pennies at 19. Crude oil at 55 cents, trading at $100 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 708-808-908 in the morning. Financial freedom, what to do with your investments, all these questions that you should have. Or, you know, even if you have investments, are they the right ones? Give them a call, 243-7561. These are your neighbors that are really, really good at what they do down at Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call, 243-7561. Stop by their offices at Park Marina Drive. Today, the weather is going to be a 20% chance of showers before 11 a.m. and mostly sunny with a high near 74. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 40. On Saturday, a 20% chance of showers. That means there's an 80% chance of no showers. Mostly sunny with a high near 73. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 83. Monday, sunny with a high near 88. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 92. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 95. I would say that next week we're starting to ramp up. And what great weather for rodeo, though. All the things that are happening next week when the rodeo. You know, the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard's coming in there for the rodeos. We just met Miss Rodeo, who is just a ball of fire. Lauren Rulison, and she's making all the rounds. Today they're going out the media ride out in Sumwell Vineyards. All types of things happening. We're all up for this. And with this, you know, when you're getting all this hot weather, it's nice to know that Alliance Heating and Air is standing by 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, can work on all makes or models. And if you haven't had your system looked at, we had Martin in here yesterday, you need to have it looked at. Make sure that the filters are clean, the air ducts are working, because it can save you hundreds of dollars a month with having that air conditioning system working at its optimum. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Okay. I have Carol Ferguson here.
Hi there, Carl.
Good morning. Get in there and talk into that microphone.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay, Carol Ferguson. She is the managing editor of the Record Searchlight.
That I am.
That you are. So, tell us about you, though, Carol. How'd you get here? Are you a Reading native, or how'd you get into journalism and into the Record Searchlight?
My life story. Here we go. I grew up in Modesto, not too far from here in the Central Valley. And ended up going into journalism because I like to write, like to know what's going on. Went to college out in New York City, came back to California because, let me tell you, you just can't beat California. You really can't. So came back here, worked a variety of jobs, Southern California. And most recently, before coming up to Reading, I worked at the Ventura County Star, which is a sister paper in the Scripps Corporation with the Record Searchlight. And a managing editor position came open here about 6 years ago. And I applied and wanted to move up, and literally in my career and in California, and so moved up to the North State in 2008.
In 2008?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I actually meet somebody who got here after I did.
Really?
Yeah, I got here in 2007.
Oh, okay.
Now, what's a managing editor do?
Right now, just about everything. I oversee the daily operation of the newsroom. I work with the reporters on their daily stories, do long-term planning, work with the photographers on coordinating assignments, work with the public when they call, have questions, want to get their stories in. I also have the very fun job of moderating comments.
Moderating comments. What do you mean?
You know, our commenters on Reading.com.
You do that?
I do that. When your comment is deleted, chances are I did that.
Why do we have... You know, this comes up all the time. I'm sure you're prepared for this question.
Oh, yeah.
What's the question going to be? The anonymous?
Yes.
You know, these are slugs out there. I mean, this is the best thing I could say about them, is that they're anonymous slugs who don't have the guts to say who they are. I mean, you may not agree with me, but you know what I'm saying. But I don't say the things, I don't say the things that these people say, the nasty, horrible things, anonymously. Day after day, these personal attacks on people. How do you all allow that?
Well, we see the anonymity as a way for people, if they want to be a whistleblower, it allows them to come out and say some things to bring up some awareness. You have to balance it. And unfortunately, a lot of times when people aren't using their real names, they will come out and behave very badly. And it is kind of sad to see what people will devolve into when they're allowed to just come on there without any sort of ramification for what they say. But we do like the fact that it does allow people to come out and say things that maybe their employer wouldn't like, and they may get fired for it. Or maybe they just want to be able to share their thoughts without that fear of retribution from people in their own life. We do heavily moderate. More than other websites, and even within Scripps, we heavily moderate. And when we delete a lot of comments, or we'll shut down boards, or ban commenters, we hear about it. So we try to keep it civil, and we do ban people, and we do
They just come back with a different name, though, right?
Well, since we've gone to our subscription model for online, mm-hmm. it's much harder for people to come back. And it has to do with kind of how it works in the back end. But it used to be they would come back. And when you get to know the commenters and you would see them try to come back, a lot of times we would learn their syntax. You would know what their hot buttons were. You would know how they would go after people. And so you could quickly see who they were and ban them again. But with our new subscription model, they really don't come back.
How much has the bloggers, dropped since you subscription started? Because it seems like to me, I'm looking at it, there used to be like hundreds of comments on everything. Now you've got, it'll be a hot button object that may get 50, you know, and a lot of others don't have any at all. So has that subscription really cut back on this?
Yes, because you have to have a subscription now to comment. It immediately got rid of a bunch of the trolls. A lot of the trolls decided they didn't want to pay the $10 a month to have the privilege. Some did.
Of being anonymously an asshole.
Yes.
Excuse me, an
well,
asshole.
I know. Well, and that's the thing is because it was very shocking to us. After we went to the subscription model, there were people who wanted to pay $10 a month just to come in and be a troll. So we had some where they came back, they were paying their money, we banned them, and they say, I want my money back and I don't want to subscribe anymore. And it's like, all right, if that's all you're going to bring to us, if that's all you're going to bring to the conversation is that troll-like behavior, we don't mind losing your customer. We don't mind losing you as a customer.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was probably going to have an impact on that because a lot of people were probably sitting at the library down there. Whacking away.
More like in their parents' basement.
Okay. You've been listening to our show, right? Because I've described the trolls to you. They sit in their mother's basement. They're drinking Red Bull. They're in their underwear. They're in their underwear, and mom's bringing them a grilled cheese sandwich and tomato soup. And they're just having a great time. And you know what? They smell. We'll be right back after these messages. Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight, is with us today.
And the earth was last night's bed. I don't know where I'm going, only God knows where I've been. I'm a devil on the run, a six-gun lover, a gamble in the wind.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
Are you striving to live a healthy lifestyle? Eating healthy, working out, sleeping on a toxic-laden memory foam mattress? Don't be fooled by the claims that there are no organic mattress stores in the Reading area. If you suffer from headaches, allergies, chronic fatigue, joint pain, or seizures, the solution may well be a toxic-free sleep zone. Your waking hours can only be as good as your last night's sleep. Locally manufactured in Northern California, the Organipedic mattress by OMI uses only sanitized organic raw materials to produce the purest sleep system available. In fact, if you find a purer mattress anywhere, we'll give you ours for free. Now you can sleep on the most comfortable two-sided latex mattress and the purest Organipedic by OMI. From their 100% natural rubber latex mattress to the classic OMI innerspring mattress, you can now sleep safe in a toxic world with your Organipedic mattress from Creason Sleep Gallery. Locally owned and operated since 1994, Creason's Mattress Gallery is your complete sleep headquarters and carries organic sheets and pillows. Creason's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints, With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot, good morning. It's Friday, May the 9th, 8:20 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. Great hot drinks in the morning. Coffee you don't have to spend your kids' allowances on. Cold drinks in the afternoon. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Yep. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always are honored at Tobacco and Brew. You know, this weather we're getting ready to have today, it's going to be a nice week. And then next week, weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. Senior and veterans discounts. You can't beat that. 365-3793. They do a great job for our community. And doing a great job for our community is Carol Ferguson, who is the managing editor of Record Searchlight. Let me go on record in front of everybody, and I say it all the time. I've said it to Silas, even when he and I be arguing. I said it to Bruce Ross when Bruce Ross and I were rolling around in the street out here, right out in the middle of the street, poking each other in the eye with thumbs and kneeing each other in the groin because I disagreed. Is that the city, our community to be a community, needs a viable newspaper.
Yes, we do.
We need you all. Yes. We need you all to be part of us. And you all have started a new initiative at the Record Searchlight. Let's talk about it.
It's called Shaping Our Future, and it's a real big change in how we are going to approach coverage and how we're going to interact with the community. Used to be we would go find the news, report it, give it to you, and then you do with it as you will. A few months ago, we started a process to come up with this initiative, and it focuses on how to make Redding a better place to live. In particular, it focuses on land use, public safety, and people who are making a difference. And the key part of this that is a huge change of what we normally did is we're going to show you the issue and then show you what you as an individual, everyday resident of Redding, can do to be a part of the solution. Rather than just showing the problem, we're going to show you, here are the people who are already working on this. Here's how you can join their effort. Here are the other things you can do as an individual to make your neighborhood safer, to make sure that the new building going in down the street is going to fit in well with your neighborhood, or at least how you can have a say in it, how to make our streets safer. And then we're also going to highlight those people who are already out there making Redding better. And these aren't necessarily your elected officials or your city officials. It's going to be the people like the Shasta Living Streets and what they're out there doing to try to make our streets better for bicyclists. It's the kid who wants to help out fellow cancer patients. It's all of these different efforts that people are doing already that we want to highlight.
I think that's a great idea. It's a great initiative because, as we talked about in the break, Record Searchlight has had a reputation of just bad. I mean, not bad reporting and all that, but it's when you read the front page, you go, oh, and it's kind of – and but I've noticed and not all the time. You know, I'm not saying it's 100% of the time it was like that. It wasn't. But that's the impression people get. But I think if they haven't looked at the paper in a while, they need to take a look at it because I'm noticing things. We're just talking about today, and at the front page is Downtown Redding Cheered, about the meeting they had last night about Downtown Redding. It wasn't all roses and cream down there, but there's things that are happening downtown. New store.
Mm-hmm.
going in. Fallen officers given their due, their honors from the Shasta County. And walkers and bikers get hiking funding. There's nothing in there about Benghazi. There wasn't anything there about writing being the fifth worst city in the nation or anything like that. Now, it doesn't mean that we can't have stories like that. I just think there's a balance there, which you all are starting to address.
Well, what we really want to do is we still need to show what needs fixed in the community.
Sure, of course.
I mean, every community has its issues. Every community has its problems that it needs to solve. You still need to show those problems. And in the past, a lot of what the Record Search Light would do is we would show you the problems. We were really good at saying, here's the problem. But we would never show you what you can do about it. So now what we're doing is making a conscientious effort to show you, here's the problem, here's what someone's doing, and here's what you can do. And you'll start noticing in our paper that we have take action boxes that will show you how to directly get involved.
Let me give you an example right here. Walkers, bikers get hiking funding. And I talked about this today. I have some questions about it. You and I discussed it. Mm-hmm. What this really means, $405,000 going to walkers and bikers. But anybody interested in joining Shasta Living Streets can send a donation and contact information, et cetera, et cetera. How you can get involved.
Yes.
And I think that's a good idea for mm-hmm. different things when we're talking about that. Record Searchlight swings a big bat when it comes to political. You have people that you interview all the candidates, and in many cases, you all select a candidate. Is that part of the shaping the future?
No, that is part of the editorial board's role in finding out who the paper is going to endorse. That is outside of the newsroom. That is handled by our editorial board of Shauna Cannon, the publisher, Silas Lyons, the editor, and Malene Hazel, our new opinion page editor. That vetting is done separately from the newsroom.
Right.
What the newsroom is going to do, though, however, in this upcoming election is in the primary and in the general election in November, is when we interview candidates, it's going to be more on asking the questions and vetting from them what we feel the community really wants to know and about what they're going to do. A lot of times we would do stories and we would let the candidates control, you know, what they were saying. And we would ask some questions about, you know, the bigger issues. But this time we're really going to sit down and think out how to ask them the questions that we know that the community really wants to know.
Can you give me an example?
Well, actually, we had a forum. It wasn't public, but we did have a forum and in our newsroom where we invited the three District 5 supervisors in. And we asked them key questions on public safety, state of Jefferson, and medical marijuana. Those are the key issues that we know that a lot of people care about here in the county, and we wanted to know what they had to say on those specific issues, as well as economic development. And so we asked each of the candidates that. We did a video that will be up on Reading.com in the next few weeks, and we'll have a story, too, based on this. But what we did was instead of just asking them, hey, why are you running and what do you care about, we knew that residents care about certain issues, and so we wanted to make sure we got them on record with what they cared about on those issues.
Okay. State of Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting that you would ask that. Today we just had an update from somebody calling in that there's 17 counties that are now involved in the state of Jefferson. Some of them have already voted. Some of them are having initiatives and all that. Would you say that the Record Searchlight is given enough attention to that since the epicenter kind of is here in Shasta County?
We have in the past year done at least two significant stories on the state of Jefferson, what it would look like, what the demographics would be about the effort. I think that the state of Jefferson movement is a very strong grassroots movement based on a lot of people feeling really frustrated with this region not getting the representation it feels it needs. It is it's a much different part of California than a lot of other parts of California, and you can see where it's a lot of people here feel left out. They don't really have a strong say. They don't have much influence.
How about no influence? and this is what Bruce said when Bruce was still here in his editorial. He first of all, he poo-pooed the idea and you're spinning your wheels. But then he came back in another one and said, however, this needs to be addressed. The fact is that you've got all these people in Northern California who have no say in what's happening.
And they're angry about it.
And they should be. And the state of Jefferson is an end result. It's a symptom of non-representation. When they're making rules in Sacramento from people who have never been north of Sacramento, talking about our wells, our septic systems, our lumber, our water, all this. And, I mean, this is a great deal of frustration out there because we've got – out of when you go down there and they say, okay, who represents the nine counties up here? One guy stands up. And who represents a Los Angeles county and 37 stand up? There's a great deal of anger out here over anger and I think frustration, maybe not anger, but a lot of frustration. I think you're seeing that though.
Yes, and I think what needs to happen is find a way to channel that energy where it will be effective. The State of Jefferson movement, it's very good at expressing that frustration, and the solution would be we'll just break off and form our own state. The challenges to that are great to make that happen. Is there a way, however, to channel that energy, that anger and frustration in a way where you can actually get something really accomplished quickly to help this area?
I think the only thing that could happen is that the law has gone back and revisited that says we would have representation up here. That I can't see anything else happening. I mean, no matter how – I mean, what are we going to do? Go down and we take busloads of people down to different congressional districts or different assembly districts, and we march and say we want to be represented. And, you know, if we came back to one senator per county, at least then we'd have a shot at it. And I think you'd see the state of Jefferson kind of like go to the wayside there because of representation. So, okay, you just said that the record searchlight is going to throw out ideas how things can be solved. What kind of work then, what kind of focus would these people do to change things?
That's not anything I know right off the top of my head. what the Record Searchlight will do, however, and it's part of the Shaping Our Future initiative as well, is show all the different aspects of what people can do. So we're not going to necessarily tell people here's what to do, but we're going to show people the various options that
they variety have. Well, that's good for a variety of options. That, you know, and that's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
We try to give all sides. Everybody gets to hear it, so let you make up your own mind. We have our own feelings about it, but then that's an editorial that we use.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Carol Ferguson. I'm having a good time here. She's the managing. Well, I am. Managing editor of the Record Searchlight. And we're talking about how they're shaping the future. Some of the things they want to do, besides just pointing out, hey, here's a big problem. They want to point out, hey, here's some possible solutions. You want to be a part of it. Here's some information and all that. The state of Jefferson is, and I find this interesting, that the state of Jefferson was one of the main questions that they talked to when they had the three supervisor candidates in there, State of Jefferson, along with the economy and that. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, more talk radio shows than any other place in California.
Love is a burning thing. And it makes a fiery ring.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The Lone Stranger and Sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday's kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. And Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Today, everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain. The kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
I fell into a ring of fire.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Our guest, Carol Ferguson, down, probably is thinking down, about right now.
Good.
Are you okay?
I'm doing great.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold. It's the Cheers of barbershops. Just go down there and sit there and just listen to everybody. You just have a great time. Catch up on your reading, Sports Illustrated, Car and Track. There's always a baseball game on, even or a football game. And like I said, great guys. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Shopping Center right off of Athens Parkway, Athens Road. Our guest is Carol Ferguson, and we're so happy you're here, Carol. Thank you for coming.
I'm so glad to be here. Thanks.
Managing editor of the Record Searchlight. And you know what? I love it when you start talking about trolls right at the beginning here, and you just chomped on them, and I'm like, yeah, I kind of like that. I think, you know, I have this thing about anonymity and people not taking, you know, because I read what they said. Oh, if people knew what I thought, mm-hmm. they wouldn't come to my business. Hey, guess what? Well, then don't take a shot at people who are in business and making public statements. And, you know, if you want to talk about, a general or talk about specific things, but you don't have to get personal about stuff. And that's, I mean, you can disagree. And we have a lot of disagreements here mm-hmm. On the show. But it's cordial. And we have, I mean, we've ranged here from ACLU to Occupy to the Northern California State Militia has rolled through here. Marijuana for, marijuana against. The whole shooting match. But nobody leaves here feeling like they'd been ambushed or stabbed or something like this, because that's not the way to do it. We're never going to get anything done like that. But I really like the new initiative that Record Searchlight's doing. It's called Shaping the Future.
Uh-huh.
Some people might think that that's a little scary that the paper's saying it. What would you say is what is the paper? When you send your paper out, you're the managing editor here. When you send paper, people out on – do you, like, assign certain things, or they kind of work their own?
It's a combination. We have reporters. Each reporter has a beat that uh-huh. they will follow.
Right.
So Jenny Espino follows City of Reading, goes to the city council meetings, deals with the council members, and also covers anything going on within Reading city limits, especially downtown. We've focused on that a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
So they will follow their beats. People will call in with story tips. People will email in story tips. Events will be coming up, that sort of thing. So we have a lot of connection with the community. One of the things we're going to do under the Shaping Our Future initiative is further our outreach directly to the community. We're going to go and visit with groups such as Catalyst, 2030 Club, Rotary, all these different organizations.
You want the California State Militia?
Sure, we'll go to them too. And what we want to do is find out about the issues that they care about. And we want to...
I can't wait to see that article.
How they wish to shape our future.
They're shaping their future and being... I mean, I can't wait to see, because you said this, I can't wait to see that article. Because if you're going to reach out to everybody, it's our whole community, right? We were just talking about. We've invited people in here. I just looked at them. But they're part of our community. Even though an Occupy movement had five people on it, but they were here. So when you say that, reaching out to everybody, I expect Director Searchlight to do that.
Well, we'll get them on the list.
Okay.
But ideally, we want to look at the people who are going to be taking a chance and stepping forward and changing the community. And some of these groups are already out there working on these things.
They absolutely are.
And we just haven't necessarily been covering it. So we want to go to them, ask them what the issues are, ask them what they want to see, what stories do they want us to dig into, and then take that back and explore how we're going to do that effectively in print, on our website, on our mobile apps, and to be able to give it to them how they want it. A lot of people nowadays aren't necessarily picking up the paper, but they're picking it up on their phone, or they're going to Reading.com. So how do we get all that information to them in the easiest way they can see it?
Okay. All right. We've got people backed up here on the lines. Okay, let's go to Charles. Charles, good morning. You have a question for Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight.
Well, it's sort of a...
Hang on. Wait one.
Wait
just a second. Okay, go.
Yeah, if we're going to be talking about new outreach initiatives, then it would certainly stand to reason that... part of that should be to do something about this horrendous and escalating bias that's been happening. Here's an example. The way the whole
Hang on just for a second. Can you hear him?
I can hear him. But if you could start from this top there, Charles, it kind of came in.
What he's
going to
say is about the bias. He said there is a bias in the paper, and he's going to give an example now.
Okay. All right.
Okay, go for
ready.
Charles.
The way the whole grandstanding episode was, the April 1st City Council grandstanding episode was covered. It was all, Gary Cann's on a fantasy crusade. He's this. He's doing that. And he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's blah, 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 blah. And all this other stuff. And the paper was saying, he's just making a bunch of noise about nothing, blah, blah, blah. And then after that, stories come out about how Southern California really does want a bunch of our water and so forth, and
what you're talking about. There's an editorial written by the paper that talked about Gary.
And then there's the way the whole CARB coordination thing was covered. The paper seemed to be saying, it's just a bunch of truckers and a few associated malcontents. They're whining and they need to get with the program. Why can't you all just be more like the Bay Area, yada, yada, yada? And so that's been kind of the flavor of the paper lately, and it's been getting progressively worse. And if there's going to be an outreach initiative, then that kind of escalating bias needs to be done away with the same way you do away with weeds in your garden.
Okay, Charles, let her answer that, and then we're going to go to the next caller.
I'll go
thanks,
ahead
Charles.
And hang up and listen to her answer on the radio.
All right, thanks, Charles.
Well, I think what you're seeing is what our editorial page is doing. And we will still need to come out and comment on some of what's happening in the community. We will always have that editorial page. We will always have that opinion on an issue. And you may not agree with the opinion, but that bias does not spill over into our daily coverage. That's handled by a whole different group of people. Silas does have some influence on the newsroom, but it's not necessarily like, here's our opinion and here's how you're going to report it. But I can see the frustration if you disagree with what we're saying, and thinking that maybe that's how the whole paper operates. And that's our public view. I can see that, but that's really not how it works. But we will continue to point out the issues, and we will continue to comment on them on our editorial page.
I think what Charles on that day was, and I commented on that too, was there's a way of pointing out that people are doing things, but never had I really seen a personal attack. And this one had leveled down to a personal attack. Fantasylands, you know, curmudgeonly, you know, it was names.
Oh, okay.
I'd never seen that before. And I called, and I send emails to Silas about that, you know, that, you know, when I editorialize, it's one thing, and I understand what an editorial is, but I think what got people going was that it was almost like it's one thing to say, okay, he does this, but to live in a fantasy land, blah, 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 is kind of going over the top. And I think that's what it got to a lot of people on that one. Let's go to Coach Bob. Coach Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Carol. Good morning, Carl. Good conversation. This is fun to listen to. I have a question about something a little offbeat and unusual. It was a couple of days ago in the paper, there's a very small article in the electronic paper, which I subscribe to, and comment on from time to time. I hope I'm not a troll. But nonetheless,
you're not.
Well, I probably
wouldn't
be.
If you have to ask, then you're
call
not.
If I was. Anyway.
If you were, you wouldn't be on.
there was an article about a young Sri Lanka student driver that drove into an apartment the wrong way, mm-hmm. not through the door, but through the side of it in a car, while student driving. What wasn't mentioned in the article was who the driving company was and the driving instructor, and that's something I would have been curious to know. Any particular reason why something like that would have been omitted?
We may not have had that information when we first went out. The reporter was out there, and I don't know if all of that was available when he was out there. And we didn't necessarily follow up on it.
Fair enough.
That that's an interesting
I would like
but
to know if I had
one,
a teenager going to take that. I might want to think twice about that company that allowed that to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I understand. I understand what you
mean. That's a good point.
It is a good point.
Thank you, folks.
I have to look into that.
That leads me to my next question before the break is, in fact, I have to take a break, but here's going to be the question. Is there an ombudsman in the record searchlight?
I would probably be the closest there is to that.
Okay, but you're not a neutral source.
No, we do not have that. Larger papers do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I know they do. And
yeah.
Something
New York
that
Times.
People can call in. Yeah, well, people can call in and say, hey, wait a minute, this article or something like that, that has something to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just a thought. Hey, Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlights, first time on our show. I don't know why. We should have had you on here much earlier. We've had Bruce. We've had Silas. I'd like to get your publisher on here one day. We're talking about the new initiatives of it's. I don't want to say kinder, gentler Record Searchlight because that's not what it is. It's a shaping our future, which right there bothers. I'm sure just the name would bother some people, the paper shaping our future. But I think that what they're doing is they're coming in with finding out what the questions are, the positive parts of our society here that are doing things to address it. They're bringing that out, and they're letting us know how to also become part of this.
That's correct.
All right. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
The 66th Annual Reading Rodeo thunders into town May 14th through 17th. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with three performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday are family night. Both nights, all grandstand seating is priced at general admission. And Friday is tough enough to wear pink, night sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-Counties Bank Night as the top 10 in each event compete for one night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. The Reading Rodeo will be jam-packed full of exciting family entertainment all four nights. Tickets are on sale now for all events. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Or order by phone at 241-8859. And enjoy the Reading Rodeo.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Your home is your castle, but to a thief, it's just another target. There's no one-size-fits-all security system, and that's why Hue and Cry custom designs every home security alarm system. Hue and Cry is a locally and family-owned business that's been serving the Shasta County area for 22 years. Hue and Cry produces a quality turnkey system with an exclusive performance guarantee. Now that's personal service. Call Hue and Cry, 800-800-ALARM, 800-800-ALARM.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Back down.
Yeah, we won't back down.
No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Len is out getting ready for the media day ride out there in Selma Vineyards that the Reading Rodeo is putting on. It's a great ride, and then we have the sandwiches and wine. Wine after the ride keeps people from falling off. I'd like to see, I hope some people from the Searchlight come out there.
I don't know if we're going to be able to make it today, unfortunately.
Send one of your guys out there. It's a good story to cover.
It would be.
Yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Hey, why go out of town to get that car, truck, or SUV? Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. It's your local Ford, Dodge, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Dodge Ram trucks, Truck of the Year, 2013 and 14, back-to-back, and there's a reason for that. And with rodeo coming on, you need a truck. Just go on down there, trade in that old, you know, Hyundai, and get yourself an American car, truck. Give them a call, 223-2177, Reading Crown Motors. My guest is Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight. Do we have vision in our leadership, would you say? And I'm talking about city. I guess I could even go out into state and, you know, but county and state. Do you see a vision of 10 years down the road coming from any of the people there?
Honestly, no. No, we don't. What you have right now is a very divided council, divides along very predictable lines. Nobody is really bringing a large, overreaching vision of how to make this place better, where it's even going to go. Do we want to grow? Do we want to bring in industry? Do we want to bring in new jobs? What jobs? What industry?
What are specifics? You know what? And having them on here, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you're absolutely right. Everyone that comes in here needs to tell me these things because I ask them that. And I have yet to hear. I get this platitudes, but nobody's talking specifics here. I expect the next time they come around that they will have specifics. I mean,
that's what we're going to dig for.
You had and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you because you just hit one of my buttons there. But so lack of leadership, lack of vision here, right?
Yes. Yes. You don't see anyone saying, here's what we want Reading to look like 20 years from now. Here's what we want it to look 30 years from now. You don't hear anyone talking about what can we do to develop the riverfront? Can we do something like San Antonio's riverfront? Can we do anything like that? What are we going to do with Stillwater? I mean, it's still there empty. There's a vision for it.
Drag strip.
They need a place to go. It's big.
here's the thing. But you're right. But it's and are we willing to? Okay, here's a good question to ask them. Are you willing to spend money to bring business here?
Yes, that's a big question. You don't hear anyone.
Are you willing to spend the money it's going to take to bring business here? I'm not talking advertising. I'm talking about something like, how about broadband? How about bringing a high-speed fiber optic cable right here into Reading?
Right.
And that's going to cost millions of dollars.
Right.
Not a lot of millions, maybe $3 or $4 million, but it's going to cost it to bring it here. But right here, then you've got a type of end spot there that people can put their technology into.
Yes.
So,
but you don't hear anyone talking about that.
No, of course not.
And you don't hear anyone talking about, you know, we want to do infill instead of, you know, building out. Do we want to build out? I mean, one of the great things about living up here, when you go out and look at homes, almost everything's a single story home, which is nice, you know, because you don't have to worry about stairs and anything like that. And that creates a certain kind of community. But then it's also a community based on cars. So do you want to build a part of the community? And it doesn't have to be the whole thing, but do you build a part of a community that where people can live and bike and walk?
Do we want a viable downtown here?
Yes.
Now, Brent Weaver, and we just talked a little bit about Brent. Brent started to build one. I think somebody else is building one where you have apartments downtown.
Yes.
We had Kenny Breedlove in here and Market Street Steakhouse and Shameless O'Leary's, a high energy kind of guy. I said, when I asked him, I said, what do we need downtown? The first thing he said was for apartments or a hotel where we can send people, where people can go in here and stay in a motel, nice motel,
yes,
and then walk around downtown, or places where people can live, where our young professionals can come in. My sales guy lives a couple blocks from here, nice little apartment. He never drives his car. He walks to work. You know, he's got that. I mean, I haven't even put any gas in my car, and he says like 3 weeks, because he walks to work, and we need that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But how are we going to get that? You've got to have the people that do it, and you've got to see the vision to look at downtown and say, okay, let's just take this and build.
Yes.
And build a four-story business on the bottom and really nice places on top.
Right. And you see some of that mixed-use development going in, but you don't necessarily see enough. And then when you're downtown, and if you're living here – right now, it's in transition. You have some elements downtown that maybe you don't like to see every day when you go out.
Some.
Okay, a lot.
This should be one of the questions you ask people. What are we going to do about this? You know, this is getting to be a little bit ridiculous.
Well, and the other thing is the homeless just aren't going to disappear because we want them to. They're just not going to go away because we just wish they weren't here. You've got to somehow deal with that issue in a productive way. And shuffling them off from one camp to another isn't necessarily working. So you've got to find a solution for that.
So got any solutions there?
Well,
is this a Carroll solution or a Record Searchlight solution?
This would be a Carroll solution.
And what's that?
But it's not – what New York did, and it's not perfect, but they had a lot of empty old motels, hotels, a lot of old government housing. They took their homeless off and they put them in there. They also, early on, put a lot of them to work cleaning the streets. They literally would put them on the streets. They put them in white jumpsuits and stick them in the middle of Times Square and said, sweep the streets. So they were having to work to also get some of that benefits in their housing. We don't necessarily have those resources here, but what you've got is a population. A lot of them are mentally ill. A lot of them can't function on their own. They can't necessarily hold a job. But if you could find a way to somehow help them out with those issues in a protected environment that isn't leaving them out on the street, that could help.
It's a good thing you brought that up with 2 minutes left, because otherwise we would be inundated at this point about providing housing to the homeless. It's like feeding bears. Okay. It's something like that. My solution.
Okay.
I haven't really thrown this out here yet, but I'm willing to do that. We call it Homeward Bound. And we send them through, we talk to them. We find out, hey, do you want to go home? We find out where that is. We give them a ticket to it. We give them $500 that they will get as soon as they get home, or $1,000. and food vouchers, and we put them on a bus.
What if
a bus that doesn't stop?
What if
a bus that doesn't stop at least for 200 miles? You know, it has to get past Sacramento, and when they get home, they're going to get $1,000 sent to them so they can have a little place to stay, and they have food vouchers until they get there. You know, McDonald's or whatever, and then they're gone.
What about those where Reading is home?
Let's get rid of the ones that aren't. You know, just have them all leave. And then we can take care of the running ones. We'll find a way. That's just one solution. My other solution was give the people stuck, you know, that, never mind, about meth. Anyway.
That's a whole other show,
that's a whole
right?
Another show. Okay, Carol, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope we can do this again. The Record Searchlight is wanting to be part of our community and solving the problems, but shaping our life. It was interesting to hear your vision, or you're talking about vision here in town. We need vision.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, maybe we shouldn't look at our elected officials for that.
Right.
Because a lot of times elected officials are bound up by the things they're doing. Maybe we need to have groups of people that are formed with
yes.
the vision, that
mm-hmm.
think outside the box, because obviously thinking inside the box doesn't work. Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's continue to watch on Record Searchlight and see all those good things you're doing. And our community needs a
yes.
paper.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
You bet. Hey, next week we've got a lot of things going on. We got the rodeo going, pancake breakfast next Friday. So we'll all be out there. But rodeo every day, the Chiefs coming in. We've got all types of stuff coming in talking about how we can solve some of our problems. Or not. Have a great weekend, everybody. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Russian President Putin's trip to Crimea as inappropriate. Putin, on a visit to the Ukrainian city of Sevastopol, hails what he describes as Crimea's return to the motherland. Tens of thousands turned out to cheer Putin on his first trip to the Black Sea Peninsula since its annexation by Moscow. And fighting between the Ukrainian military and pro-Russia insurgents has left at least 20 people dead in the eastern city of Mariupol. BBC's Richard Galpin is there.
I'm now outside the main police station here in the city, and it is still burning. There's still smoke coming from the top of it. There are flames inside. What the government has told us is that a group of pro-Russian activists tried to storm the police station earlier, and soldiers were sent in to try and help them, and there was then a firefight in which several people were killed. And in front of me is one of the bodies of one of those people.